let's walk through discipleship as we're led by the Spirit today. What is it that keeps us as Christians praying and seeking God? When I thought about this question, at first it was because I was raised as a Christian, though I did not live as one. And as I started to depend more and more on God, the reason I needed to pray and seek the Lord was so I could live as a disciple of Christ. And that's when I heard the call. At first, I tried to minimize the call by following a few principles of God. But my struggles continued, though I felt some relief. And then I heard a deeper voice calling for me to take on the full measure of the Lord by accepting discipleship. A life with the Lord, a life serving God. I'm not of my own. I belong to God, and so do you. See, the next step in our spiritual journey after we become a believer is to become a disciple of Christ Jesus. Before some were called to be an apostle, they were first called to be a disciple. And this is where we start letting the Lord direct and order our steps. We no longer try to understand life from our own point of view. We don't trap ourselves by making rash promises to God without counting the cost. Each one of us must hear the call of the Lord that leads us to follow him. And just like it happened when Jesus saw Matthew working as a tax collector, Christ told Matthew to get up and leave behind what he was doing and follow the Lord and be his disciple. We must be willing to answer the call to enter into the discipleship. When we're called to be a disciple, we have to accept the walk that Christ Jesus has called us into. Even if we had to go against our father, our mother, our spouse, our children, our brothers, our sisters, even if we have to go against the desires we have for our life. If we're unwilling to carry our cross and follow Jesus, then we cannot be a disciple of Christ. We won't reach Christian maturity. We won't be able to finish our spiritual journey. See, we have to look at our lives. Look at our dreams, look at our hopes, look at our desires so we fully understand the cost of becoming a disciple of Christ Jesus. We don't want to start down this road until we counted the cost of finishing this journey because it would cost us everything to complete it. We have to know and understand what we're getting ourselves into. This is not something you and I can decide. We'll try for a little while and see how we're liking it. To see if it works out for our own interests. We must count the cost before we answer the call, before we enter in. We have to take the call to be a disciple seriously. And take it seriously like any other major event in our lives. Such as going to college or starting a family or building a house or building a business or even starting a church. No one starts out to do such things without first understanding the cost it would take to finish it. Go with me to Luke chapter 14, verses 28-30. As they say, this is where the rubber meets the road. Everything will change as we take on discipleship. Luke chapter 14, verses 28-30 says, suppose one of you wants to be build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? And if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, would everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying this fellow began to build, but it was not able to finish? See, before we take on this part of our Christian journey, we need to sit down and consider whether we are willing to do God's will at all costs. We need to determine if we're willing to stand up against all odds, using all that we have to do God's will, even when our help seems so far away. See, Christ Jesus teaches us that if we are unwilling to give everything to him, then we cannot be his disciple. The Lord makes it plain to us what he's expecting. Christ says if we are willing to lose our life, if we care nothing about the life in this world, then we receive eternal life. If we accept the call to be a disciple of Christ and Father and Lord, we will be with him, and the Father will honor us because we serve his Son. See, we have to accept the cost of following Christ Jesus. It will cost us everything. There are many religious people who believe they're doing God's work, much like Paul thought he was. Until the Lord calls us to become a chosen instrument to carry the Lord's name. We don't make this decision to serve. We're chosen by God. Paul's whole life was changed. He had to walk away from the life he lived. Are we ready to answer the call? Have we counted the cost? Or are you ready to be used by God? There can be no turning back now. And as with Paul, none of the people who knew us before is going to believe we've been called to be a disciple. But those who are on the lower side will accept us. How he has reshaped us and transformed us and called us to preach and teach in his name. Becoming a disciple of Christ Jesus is a life-changing event. Nothing in this world can compare us. It's not based on what we've done or accomplished in this life. The Lord called us to come and we must answer. What would be our answer? Would it be yes, Lord, or will it be no, Lord? I'm unwilling to follow. Lord, I have a family. Lord, I have a job. I have a business. I have my own plans, God. I'm not willing to do it. What will your answer be to God? See, we live only as believers. We have to understand we have a split personality. We split our money and time between this world and God. We want God, but we also want cars and houses and businesses and riches of this world. We want blessings and healing and prosperity and love of God. To be a disciple of Christ, we have to get rid of this double personality that we have. We must live for God and not for ourselves. See, once the Lord has called us, we have to decide. Are we willing to live our lives for God? This is not about us doing other things while we barely serve the Lord. Discipleship is about us only serving God. See, a disciple asked Christ if he would first let him go and bury his father. I can relate to this. When I got the call, my response was, first let me go and partake of this world. I knew the call would require me to have total devotion to God. I went into the world, but during this time, I had many struggles. I hurt a lot of people, and I lost both of my parents. What would have happened if I accepted the call when it came? My parents could experience the joy in the Lord through my calling. See, Christ told his disciples to come and follow him. Let the dead bury their own dead. Living a life of a disciple is not about us trying to be greater than God. This is what caused the downfall of Satan. With joy, we accept the fact that it's good enough for us as a disciple to be like our teacher, Christ Jesus, and as a servant to be in the presence of God. If Christ did not come living a lavish lifestyle, if he did not teach his disciples and apostles to live a lifestyle, what are we doing seeking such things? Why are you and I are trying to live a lifestyle that even Christ Jesus didn't do? See, you're not being a disciple. You're not following in the footsteps of Christ Jesus. See, you and I got to latch on to this. We can't live a life different than Christ. And even after we accept the call to be a disciple, we have to continue working, continue to be transformed so we become like Christ Jesus in every way. When Christ was with his disciples, he told them that one of them would betray him. Judas accepted Christ Jesus, but Satan was still able to enter into him. We have to continue to mature so we don't fall away. It's a lifestyle, not a title. It's every day, not just Sundays. Since we accept discipleship, we'll be fishers of souls. The Lord will be with us. He will enable us to catch many souls with the net he provides. If we walk right before God, what we catch from the Lord will be too numerous for us to count. As we recognize God's work done through us, the Lord will continue to come and break bread with us. And we'll know this, the Lord, because he's manifested himself to us. So the life of a disciple is not about doing what we want. our focus and our desire has to be pleasing God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus. And everything we do is to demonstrate our love for God. There's much work to be done. This is not the time for us to focus on our own desires. Christ Jesus needs disciples so he can save souls, so he can teach and minister his will and the Father's will. Go with me to John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17. There'll be plenty of time for us to rejoice and enjoy the work of our labor. But first, we have to serve the Lord. John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17 says, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? And he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. The lifestyle of a disciple is one where we are always doing good, always caring, always loving, always teaching and feeding God's people. This is a life's work. We'll be doing it until the day we're called home to be with the Lord. Discipleship is a lifestyle where over time we become imitators of God, living a life of love, giving ourselves up as a sacrifice to God and following the footsteps of Christ Jesus. We can't fool ourselves. Within ourselves, there can be no hint of sexual immorality, no impurity, no falsehood, no greed in us. These things are not proper for a disciple of Christ Jesus to do. Discipleship is a lifestyle of growing and praying and devotion and overcoming. Discipleship is about bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Discipleship is a lifestyle of being strengthened with all power according to God's glory and might, so we have great endurance, patience, and joy. And we give thanks to God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, for calling us, for qualifying us to share and inherit the saints in the kingdom of God. And where would we be if the Lord did not call us? And what is the result of us not answering the call to be a disciple? This is what you and I have to understand. It's not about us, it's about God. And if we live a life of a disciple, we'll be counted among the righteous. The Lord will avenge our lives. We'll count it all joy when we're rewarded. For it shows that we have now passed through judgment. As we go through trials, as we show devotion to God, we'll be fully tested. See, we have to restrain ourselves. Keep our voice from weeping and our eyes from tears. We need to continue doing the Lord's work. We'll be rewarded. There will be nothing to weep or cry about. We'll rejoice and be glad in God's kingdom. See, as a disciple, we're not working to receive from others. We're working to receive from God. Others may not receive us, but God will. So let us work without complaining. Work and receive a righteous person's reward. Go with me to Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Let us work to receive a reward that will never fade away. No one can take it from us. We're a disciple of Christ. And we're here to do God's work. Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42 says, he who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. And anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet, receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man, because he's a righteous man, receive a righteous man's reward. If anyone gives even a cup of water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will surely not lose his reward. As a disciple, we are fishers for the Lord. We're going to catch all kinds of souls. In the end, the nets will be full and the angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous. As disciples, we have one purpose, to help save souls. And each one of us will be rewarded according to the labor we've done. See, as a disciple, we're God's fellow workers, God's field, God's building. And everything we do from there on, we do it for the Lord. See, as a disciple, we must grow in the Lord. We become a tool and take our stand. We have to endure so many things in this life. Some of our friends and our family and religious people who come up against us. We must remain standing. In the Lord's hand, there's a crown of righteousness, a crown of glory that you and I are seeking. We are a disciple of Christ Jesus. We follow the Lord. We don't follow our own ways. We follow God. We follow Christ Jesus, his son. And we can't work to lose what we work to achieve in the Lord. We want to be fully rewarded. Therefore, as a disciple, we cannot run ahead of God. We must continue in the teachings of Christ Jesus and remain in God. See, as a disciple, we have to remain strong, trusting always in the mighty hand of God to save, to lead and guide. As a disciple, the Lord will order our steps. We'll not move. See, we grow and trust in God every day as a disciple. Through all trials and tribulations, you and I, disciple of Christ Jesus, we're growing in God. We're growing through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. God created us. He's not called us to live for ourselves, but to live for him. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus came to save. He came to call his faithful ones into discipleship. Thank you, Jesus. This is a calling for each one of us to take up on the work of the Lord by becoming a disciple of Christ Jesus. We do not hear much these days about discipleship, but this is the call Jesus is making to us. For us to shed our personal desires and plans and give our lives away to the work of God. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called and few are willing. Instead of working to save souls for God, we focus on prosperity, spend our time on self-edification. There's no real desire for discipleship among the Christians these days. All we want to do is edify ourselves and edify our own name. We're not glorifying the name of God. We're not glorifying the name of Christ Jesus through our calling. And we try to skip from being a disciple to being an apostle. See, but first we must prove ourselves as a disciple, as a follower of Christ Jesus, someone who can be instructed by the Lord, someone who can be guided, who can be turned, who can be changed, who can be transformed by God. See, the first step is for us to prove that we can follow the instructions of God, or follow God's word and endure and overcome. See, if we're faithful in the little things, the Lord will trust us with more. But we can't skip the process. We can't jump over because we want to take on a title. It's not about a title. It's about transformation. It's about God changing us from what we were to what God wants us to be. This is about God teaching us how to do good works and to have a right attitude and spirit to follow and have the attitude of Christ Jesus. To start living a life that imitates God. See, this is discipleship. It's a transformation process that you and I can't skip. We have to be faithful. See, after we accept Christ Jesus, the next level of growth is discipleship. We must grow and become a disciple of Christ so he can count us worthy of a high calling. It's not something you and I can declare and claim. It's something that God moves. See, it's the power of God working in our lives. And when God says, I'll make your name great, your name will be great. When God says, I'll use you and move through you, then God will move through you. You and I can't declare it. We can't claim it. We must be transformed. We must be the result of God's working in our lives so we can help save souls. It requires everything for us. We must count the costs to understand what God is going to do in our lives. We must understand what Christ Jesus is calling us into. We can't lose focus. We can't let the devil trick us and have us thinking that this is about the lifestyle we want. If Christ didn't come living in riches and lavishly in prosperity, if Christ didn't teach his disciples to live in such a lifestyle, if Christ didn't show his apostles how to live in rich, lavish lifestyle, what in the world makes us think this is the life that God is calling us to? What in the world makes us think this is something we should be teaching other people about God? Oh, how we misuse God's word. You and I must become a disciple of Christ Jesus. We must enter into discipleship so God will bless our lives and trust us with the things of God so we can be a user, a vessel of Christ Jesus. One proven and gone through the fire and made in the image of God, who takes on the very nature of God, who takes on the things of Christ Jesus. Discipleship. God, we thank you. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, we need you. We need to hear. We need your word to be true in us, God. We need to do the work. We need to be transformed. We need to be a disciple of Christ Jesus. We need to walk as a disciple. And we need to follow the footsteps of being a disciple and follow our life into discipleship and accept the things of God. Then God will bless us, transform us, and make our name great. Father God, in the name of your Son, we give you all glory and honor, God. Your name is greater than all names, God. It's in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, that everything is. Lord, we are disciples of yours, Lord. Teach and guide us and strengthen us and use us, God, to help save souls, to help save those who are lost. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.